Spurs travel up to Newcastle in the last live game of the weekend. Both teams had little to play for in the Premier League, with Champions League looking like a mammoth task for Tottenham, whereas Newcastle can't string a win together and are slipping into a relegation fight.
Do you not think Tottenham want a Europa place?
Nope.
No, maybe not.
Still something to fight for there. It's not as if that's got.
There's a lot of money in the places as well. It's not just, maybe, are they avoiding Europa?
I had a look, actually. There isn't actually that much money in between the places.
Five and six.
Probably five and six, but when you go lower down in between.
You think Spurs could finish seventh?
Yeah, possibly.
Really?
Well, the rate they're going, they don't seem to want to.
They seem to have completely lost interest.
Yeah.
How many games have they gone now? They're three out of four games without scoring. They put four past Leicester but conceded three.
Yeah.
Bit worrying if you're a Spurs fan, I guess.
Only won one of the last four away games.
Yep.
Newcastle's form isn't too good.
Newcastle's is worse.
They've failed to score in four of the last five, and the other game they scored in was the one goal against Arsenal. They only lost 2-1 at home to Arsenal, which actually with Arsenal's form isn't that bad, but it's just like, where are the goals coming from at Newcastle?
It's not just their form is a worry. I mean, the state of their club at the minute is just a joke. I was speaking to a Geordie last night, and he reckons at least 30,000 fans are going to boycott going to the game.
That's a huge number.
Yeah.
Isn't that all their fans?
That's how they think is the only way Ashley will sell up, because he won't get the revenue from the games.
They want him out. What do they want? If they get him out, what do they want?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You know, it's a...
But there's even talk, you were saying earlier, Leif, of them to be relegated 100-1.
Well, a lot of people are putting money on it, but actually if you look at their remaining fixtures, that they're not as bad as other teams below them.
Three of the last six are against Leicester, which is away, which at the moment how Leicester are playing isn't going to be easy.
No.
They got QPR away again.
They'll be fighting for their lives, yeah.
And then they got West Brom at home, which could be a big game because West Brom are slipping down.
Right. Mm.
Maybe that 100-1 is more attractive than it looks.
Yeah, and then then they've got Swansea and Tottenham both at St James's Park, which is they've won 1-6. So,
but I mean, the fact that they're actually talking of relegation for Newcastle United just shows how poor they have been playing. You know, they've only scored one in their last five games.
Yeah, how much of that is down to Cissé not being available?
Plenty,
probably.
Plenty. Yeah, he's. He scored 11 goals, I think, for Newcastle this season. Second highest goal scorer is that Perez on 5.
But how long? Cissé's been out a while now.
Yeah, and he's going to be out for longer.
Oh, dear.
I think Spurs will win this game.
My initial reaction was that Spurs would just nick it with a goal. I'm not sure. I'm sort of leaning towards the draw. Spurs have won more games away from home than Newcastle have won at home, which goes in Spurs' favour.
But all.
Yeah. Seeing the way they play and the fact they're not scoring goals is a bit of a worry.
Yeah, I mean, St James's Park, we were saying, used to be a tough place to go to.
Yeah.
But with so many fans, you know, apparently not going to go to this game.
Doesn't help, does it?
Doesn't help matters.
They're going to boycott this particular game.
Yeah.
Oh, right,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this particular game. And I think Spurs, they have got goals in their team. Obviously, Harry Kane, we don't have to say much about him. I think they'll fancy their chances.
Well, you say Spurs about European place, and the media's written them off, to be fair. But if they do win this game and Liverpool fail to win on the... they got the cup, so they will be
equal on points
with Liverpool in sixth, which then will make them only 4 points behind Man City if Man City don't win. So. Yeah.
Plenty of ifs there.
but I wouldn't...
I think Spurs have still got stuff to play for this season.
Yeah, they do. But if Newcastle fail to win, they could be 6 points off relegation.
That's not a lot.
I might take a look at that. Newcastle to be relegated 100-1.
Spurs are just over evens for this game. Numerous bookmakers, which make them the favourite. You get around just over threes at BetVictor.
I suppose you can understand that, because Newcastle have only won two Premier League games this year. Away to Hull and the 1-0 home win over Villa. So you can see why.
I think Newcastle will score.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think for whatever fans that do turn up, they will be on a player's back.
I suppose Leicester did score three against Spurs.
They need to score. I just think Spurs will outscore them. Like, you can get a BTTS and Spurs win 10-3. I bet 365.
It's not bad.